Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Most Clicked. This week we are talking about belonging. So as ever, I'm joined by good friends Kyle Campbell and Matt Lees. Kyle, over to you. What is this week's story about belonging?
That's a really nice piece from 1KG and Pearson. I actually went to see this conference. It was 1KG's conference, and you know, they've never been before, so I didn't really know what to expect. And I sort of thought, could it's like HE policy, you might get a little bit on the dry side. But it was absolutely brilliant, really engaging, great audience, and high quality production. And I began to think that, wow, this is like the standard in-person event now, kind of turn it into more into like, you know, big occasion, big show. And it was really nice to get out again, you know. So the actual piece that was really, really cool, it's a report on belonging. And, you know, belonging has been obviously really a massive emphasis in the sector now for at least the last few years. And there's been several reports on, you know, how it works in practice about higher education marketing and higher education in general. But this was one that really caught my eye just because of how deep it was and how it was linking belonging through to, you know, a range of things that are really important to education marketers. And, you know, one thing that really stood out for me was how it looked at this current lot of students who have come through into university during COVID-19. And it explores this idea that a lot of them have this real strong sense of imposter syndrome due to a range of factors like grade inflation. But the belonging element's really interesting because when you take those who feel imposter syndrome, if they actually feel that they belong, they are less likely to feel like imposters and that they have earned their place at uni. Whereas people who don't feel that they've connected with their university quite as well still feel very much like they don't deserve to be there, which is really sad. But it begins to open up avenues and opportunities to say, well, wow, you know, belonging clearly has a massive impact. How can we, you know, as marketers, as higher education professionals, use that to our advantage and help these students feel like they belong? And there's another area in this report around well-being as well, which is, you know, well trodden ground by this point in HE, but again, it's just so compelling to see this on in charts and in numbers. And you know, students who feel like they belong, they have, you know, they report greater sense of mental health, and those who feel that they don't belong, you know, they're not doing quite as well. And it just really struck me that wow, it has a lot of substance behind it. Mm-hmm. And the presenter on the day really summed it up. It says, look, if you're working in like student recruitment, student marketing, or wherever you are in your institution, you know, you kind of need to be in the business of helping students make friends. And I thought, wow, you know, that's a really, really cool way of looking at it. And yeah, that's why I shared it, because I've never really seen it positioned that way before. And it's helped me see things slightly differently.
Yeah, one of the things that stood out to me, just slightly on from where we saw in the report there, was around loneliness and how I think it was around 35% of students stated that they felt lonely at university. And one of the quotes in the report said something along the lines of, it's a lonely university, very little efforts made to help people come together. And I think that stood out to me because a lot of the work that we do at Smile is around the kind of recruitment of prospective students and the websites and the campaigns that come along with that. But actually, I'd never really considered what happens once students are in. And you touched on it there, Kyle, about how marketers are there not only for that upfront piece of recruitment, but they've got a job to do once students are through the door as well.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because depending on the size of the institution, it's that's the thing that often determines how much work can be done. You know, I've worked at a couple of unis, and you know, one was on the kind of mid-tier, and the other was like huge, and actually the huge university had a team dedicated to current student communications, and you know, these people would work, you know, daily with people in like student well-being and student services. Whereas the one that's on the slightly smaller side, it's one person. You know, how much can they realistically yeah. do? But all of this stuff is really important. Like, you know, if a student feels that they belong, that their attention's better, their engagement's better. So all these metrics that really matter can be impacted by it. And, you know, actually seeing yourself as like a marketer in that sense and helping students feel connected is, I don't know, it's a useful way to think about it. And I think it gives you that new sort of authority and grounding to, you know, be part of these conversations and just look at the sort of activity you're doing slightly differently.
And so how do you think, Matt, do you think it's possible to create this sense of belonging, or do you think there's any value in creating this sense of belonging through design, through media, through, you know, what are some ways that people might be able to do that?
I think I can only really speak from that recruitment perspective, but I think there's seeds that can be planted up front before students are through the door. One of the things that we're always talking to universities about when they're looking to overhaul course pages and their general websites is about putting tutors on their course pages. As one of the things for me when I went to university, I turned up on the first day, I didn't have a clue who was going to be teaching me and, you know, why they were there, what their past was, what their history was, anything like that. And perhaps there's ways that we can help universities to build connections with students before they enroll, before they make that decision.
Yeah, for sure. And I think maybe it might not just be a Gen Z centric thing. I wonder if like slightly younger millennials would have felt the same way. But I don't know, I've kind of sort of noticed that students, they expect to make a lot of friends before they arrive at uni now. And I'm an ancient millennial, because I'm towards the top of that. And I didn't expect to do that. And I think that can blindside you to how that younger generation is now thinking. You know, they expect to be able to connect with people, see, get a sense of who they're moving in with, or, you know, who's on their course, and have that stuff ticked off before they arrive. And that surprised me. So it might be worth, if you're in that sort of position where, you know, you are looking at recruitment, onboarding, enrollment, you need to be looking at these sort of things and how students can sort of connect with people before they get onto campus and start to build those relationships, because it's kind of expected now.
Mm. The experience is very different as well for different students, isn't it? Because I lived at home when I went to university, so the extracurricular side of it, the extra experience, I never had any of that, because I kind of literally turned up at university in the morning, did my lectures, maybe sat around with some friends over lunch, and then I went home and carried on with my work. So that I missed out on part of it, and there'll be other people like me who have a very different take and a different experience of it. So I guess it's tailoring those messages to those different audiences as well.
Yeah, and some universities are really built on that commuter student, aren't they, and do it better than others. I know BCU, they work very hard on creating experiences on campus that, you know, that once the commuting students have sort of done their lectures for the day or whatever it is, they do stick around, and the union is very active in that area. And I'm sure it's the case across the sector as well. But, you know, it's really interesting that these conversations are happening now, and there's recognition in those different groups of students. And, you know, there's no such thing as that, you know, ideal or traditional student. There's just so many different varieties now that you know, you really do need to be tailoring those experiences according to, you know, those multifaceted groups.
All right, cool. Well, thank you very much. Once again, another week's worth of great content there. If you have enjoyed today's show, please consider dropping us a like and maybe even a subscribe. But until next week, see you later.